That's where the Palestinian president says that he's planning to go to the International Court of Justice over Israel's planned demolition of a Bedouin village in the occupied West Bank. Mahmoud Abbas said he would also make an appeal to the UN's top court over the U.S. recognition of Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital. He also plans to file a complaint over Washington's funding cuts to the UN Refugee Agency. Anger is boiling in the occupied territories over Tel Aviv's decision to raise the Bedouin village of Khan al-Ahmar and moving its residents to another site. Israel claims that the village was built without permission and plans to use the area for construction of another settlement. Palestinians say these settlements will cut off East Jerusalem al-Quds from the West Bank. Lecturer at Coventry University, Kenneth Farrow, joins us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Farrow, welcome to the program. I think the big question is, will the ICJ listen to the case of the Palestinians? And if so, what good will it do?
Well, if it does listen, it will be like the UN and the ICJ before. It listens, but it doesn't take enough action. We're here talking about illegality, and Israel is saying that this village is illegal. And yet the whole basis of Israel has been, in terms of the illegal settlements, to work on illegality. Israel is destroying schools in the West Bank and trying to destroy the Palestinian infrastructure in general. So I think in terms of the ICJ and the UN, they need to be a lot tougher with Israel and with its backer, the US. The problem here is that the Bedouin don't have the rights in Israel that Israelis do. The Bedouin have been there for thousands of years. It is their right, it is their legal right to settle where they want to. And I think this is a cynical ploy by Israel to use this excuse of illegality to actually build this further ring of steel, which it's trying to choke the Palestinians with. I think the issue here is the problem with the support of the U.S. with Netanyahu, and also in terms of the Oslo Agreement and any peace deal. The Oslo Agreement was dead before it even started, and the U.S. and Israel is trying to use the so-called peace process to further entrench itself in an illegal way on the occupied territories and on Palestine.
It's the support of the U.S. on one side and the inactivity of the international community with the United Nations at its helm when it comes to not just the issue of settlements, but all the rights violations that are being carried out by the Israelis on a day-to-day basis.
That's right. Well, you know, we're here talking about settlements and the right to live where you want to. But here in Palestine, the Israelis have denied the right to life. We've had continuous there over the past 50 years. So this very small incident really is part of the approach of the Israeli state towards the Palestinians and towards anything which it feels threatens it. Now, Netanyahu has been very vocal about the need for strength, and he equates strength with power, and power in terms of the Israeli state means the denial of life and denial of the right to live to anybody else that disagrees with it or who has entrenched rights, as the Palestinians have, as the Bedouins have. So I think this is part of the ongoing struggle with the Palestinians. I think it's important that the Europeans and that anybody who believes in the right to life and believes in the right to humanity supports this particular case and continues to support the Palestinian people in their struggle for justice.
Lecturer at Coventry University, Mr. Kenneth Farrow, joining us from London. Thank you for your comments.